urgency of the case and the fact that it's a pretty technical case having to do with telecommunications, she made the decision herself to assign Dr. Sullivan to be the administrative law judge. Now, this is what we call at the PUC a quasi-legislative proceeding, and what that means is the role of the administrative law judge is to assist the assigned commissioner in making that proposed decision. And what I mean by assist is that the assigned commissioner calls the shots in terms of the policy decisions, and the ALJ assists the commissioner in writing up the decision. In other types of cases, complaints, adjudicative cases, the ALJ has a different role. There, they hear evidence, they build the record, and the ALJ has a duty, an independent duty, to write a decision which is presented to the commission. The assigned commissioner may write an alternate decision to the judges, but the judge has the right to have its decision, his or her decision, put up to the commission. The video franchise matter is a quasi-legislative matter, so in that matter, the judge is acting as an assistant to the assigned commissioner. So in this instance, we do not see any type of appearance issue because I am the assigned commissioner who will be calling the policy shots in terms of putting the proposed decision before other commissioners. Now, of course, once I do that, any other commissioner has a right to draft an alternate decision for consideration. So I wanted to explain that procedurally. It is a little bit unusual, yes. However, there was a time urgency that we faced and also a complexity of the bill in terms of communications where Dr. Sullivan's expertise was welcome and needed.
Okay. One other comment, and I think it was sort of nibbled at here, not only with regard to Bakersfield, but that they're in this whole new world, people who have a real opportunity of getting hosed are not simply people who are in lower income areas, but people who live in rural communities. And I, for one, do believe in the regulatory process. I've seen just one too many CEO salaries that were stratospheric, even higher than baseball players and football coaches, if you can imagine. I do think that we need people to keep a sharp eye out and balance interests. And an even call, I would always go with the people on the receiving end as opposed to the giving end. I don't think that there's any commission in the state, with the exception of maybe the parole board, that has more importance in the lives of individuals, and certainly in a consumer culture and an acquisition culture, this is even more important. We haven't had time to talk about water, and which is probably something that I'll learn about before I ask you about it, but I know that is one of the areas that you have, and the way in which all the jurisdictions are broken out, it seems like that might be a stepchild. But the importance of this position, and I think the candid exchange here today, really militates for another week of private deliberation or consideration by this body. We don't make too many decisions that I think are as important as this one. I also recognize that this is a two-year term, and so before you know it, you could be sitting back there again. But with your forbearance, I would like to have, we will take a week. It'll be up for a vote only. You will still be eligible for confirmation in time before you expire, and so there won't be any interruption there. I would also like to commend, I mean, your husband's been pretty well mannered, but your children are unbelievable. And he's visited some, but they've been terrific. So so I thank you for being here. Thank you for your candor. I thank everybody who's participated. And I think that at the very least, I feel very confident that while you may have honest disagreements between and among those people who are engaged at the PUC, that you're certainly someone that's willing to engage, and that always is not the case. So you may or may not want to come back next week to visit us. You won't have to, but I promise you that it will be done quickly, And I wouldn't read any more into this. This is Don's way of trying to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to kick the tires. Great. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your...
Thank you.
Bye. Next time we'll have ice cream for you.
Yes, I was going to say, you didn't get the mention.
They're darling. God, they're just beautiful children. Yeah.
Okay. Not required to appear.
We're
not required to
appear. Item number, we're going to continue to conduct business because I don't care much what the guys are saying before the game, but I do. Anyway, item two, not required to appear for the Commission on Teacher Credentialing, Paula Cordiero. Have a motion by Senator Ashburn to approve. Without objection, we'll take our unanimous roll call. Item three, adoption of Senate holidays. We had one yesterday, just so you'd remember what they were like. The adoption of the January-March session schedule.
You want to meet on Mondays at 1:30 or 2? That's the only thing. This is written to 2. That's what we did last
year. Two is good. Yeah. Even though Senator Batten's not here to make the case. Well, we could, you know.
So what are we going to do? 1:30
or 2? Yeah, let's do 2.
Okay.
Item 5, Senator Ridley Thomas. Item 6, appointment of committee chairs. And just by way of information, all committee appointments will be made by or on or announced next a week from tomorrow. Then item 7, without objection. So,
there's a couple more we'd like to add to that. If we could, Ashburn,
we call these walk-on.
Ashburn should be vice chair of the Joint Rules Committee, which is what we always do. The Rules Committee vice chair.
Okay.
And then also on your list of committee chairs proposed, we probably should announce that the Joint Legislative Budget Committee chair would be Duchaney.
Okay.
And pass that on to the Assembly. So
right.
And start doing the letters.
Okay.
Motion on those items.
Okay. Without objection, we'll adopt our unanimous roll call. And then we will now proceed forthwith to executive session to take up boards and commissions.